I spent most of the last 2 days in Nottingham at a conference run by the Centre for Recording Achievement on personal development planning and the use of e-portfolios in universities and colleges and such like. It's been very interesting. It's been difficult keeping track of everything because it's still a very new area for me. And just trying to keep on top of all the different concepts and ideas and ways of teaching, really, was a bit tricky. But felt like I've learned a lot. It was a useful experience. One of the things that we didn't really learn about, which I think on reflection is quite a good thing, is we didn't spend a lot of time talking about the technological tools. There were no great discussions about the comparative benefits of Mahara against PebblePad and all that sort of stuff. There was one guy from Southampton University, a chap called Alex Furr, I think his name was, who was telling us about this kind of distributed e-portfolio system where they already had lots and lots of different bits of systems like eShare and Blackboard running various things, and they decided to kind of tag on one or two open source elements like WordPress and TikiWiki, as well as some bespoke stuff they made themselves to create a sort of an e-portfolio system, and it looked really good, quite an imaginative way of approaching it. But other than that, it was all kind of about pedagogy. There were loads of themes, and I couldn't keep up with all of them, really. The thing that I kind of took away most, really, was the difficulties in creating an environment where students and staff can reflect on their learning properly. With students, there are quite a few examples of young students coming in without much kind of practice in this, being expected to reflect on their learning, but without having a language to do it with, not knowing really how to express issues about emotional intelligence and that sort of thing. So one or two universities have been using emotional intelligence inventories, like something called Ellie and Esky, at the start of the course, just to sort of create a bit of a statement as to where the student is now. It can be compared a little bit later on, which looks quite an interesting idea. Sarah Chesney also talked about, she works at the University of Cumbria, she talked about a trial system she'd been running with a kind of small cohort of staff where she'd been encouraging them to blog as a way of incorporating informal learning and achievement into their personal development planning. The interesting thing that she talked about for me really was the fact that it took them a long time to get into the swing of blogging, and then blogging collaboratively, or at least sharing their blogging, was not something which came easily. And eventually, when they got a bit more comfortable with it and they did want to start sharing, it was really only with her as the project coordinator. And that kind of surprised me, because I thought, once people got the hang of blogging and if they knew they were part of a larger team, they would start to kind of want to break that open and be a little bit more social about it. But the social side seems a difficult thing to achieve with people that aren't used to working socially. So I think I need to do a proper blog post on the whole thing, or at least a couple of blog posts, which will be coming up over the next couple of weeks. Right now, though, I'm sat in Matlock, hoping that we're going to be able to sell the house that I'm sitting in the next couple of weeks. So there you go. That was my Nottingham conference.